And Commander Oxford, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. It's an honor and privilege to represent the 2 million member American Legion family.
And, of course, we are very involved with our local post number 51 here in Uniontown. As a matter of fact, they participate in a weekly radio show here called the Dog Tag Club. And we know that they suffered through some tough times with COVID-19. We had a shutdown where they couldn't have guests in. And other than that, how has the American Legion been affected by COVID-19?
Well, Bill, it is a national issue. The American Legion was founded in 1919 during the height of the Spanish flu pandemic, and we're celebrating starting our second century of service. And over that 100 years, we've learned a lot. I've been able to do a lot and accomplish a lot of good things. But the pandemic that we're facing now creates a whole different set of issues and problems. But the American Legion is still on the job, still doing the things that we do. And you mentioned your post doing those things. Posts across the country have been able to carry on and do programs like food drives or drive-through meals or PPE collection sites, PPE distribution, doing virtual job fairs, or even Red Cross blood donations. Those things are still happening. Even in spite of and with the government rules and regulations, still out there, still doing what we do.
And we appreciate that. And I will also say, starting out, we appreciate your service as well. With the new environment, I refuse to call it the new normal, but the new environment, how has the American Legion adapted? You mentioned all those programs. Is it also adapting existing programs and, for instance, the competitions for speaking and things like that?
Well, those kinds of things, we were forced to postpone our American Legion baseball season this summer, our oratorical contest, our junior shooting programs. Typically, our boys and girls states have been canceled, even though we did have several departments sponsor and host a virtual boys state program. Texas did an excellent job in doing that, but that program did take place even though it was virtual. Many of our other things are still up in the air. All of the Legion headquarters staff is still doing the things that they do, and still worrying about and protecting America's veterans' rights and benefits.
We know that veterans have been hit hard by the pandemic, not only economically but emotionally. And what is the American Legion doing to protect and to help veterans there?
Well, if you've ever heard the term from the World Wars about battle buddies, that was a concept that people used at the time, where somebody was in the foxhole with you, you worried about them and they worried about you, and you protected or had each other's back. The American Legion Buddy Check program was just a continuation of the battle buddy concept, and we started the Buddy Check program to have healthy veterans or have veterans check on their other friends, neighbors, relatives, and veterans. The Buddy Check program was developed to contact people that couldn't get out, who were isolated, who might be depressed or facing other issues like PTSD. But it was just a way for veterans to reach out to other veterans and say, hey, we're still here, we still care, we still love you, still want to help. And our Buddy Check program has been extremely successful, and we've had great results all across the country to just let those veterans know we're still here, still on the job, still doing what we do.
Before we go any further, if somebody wants some information about the Legion, obviously they can call our local post, but is there a website to go to we can also check out?
Well, Bill, the best place to start would be that local post. Many posts, if somebody's not there, they'll take a voicemail. But if the local post can't answer your question, each department has a website, and that's the department level website. And then beyond that, our national website is legion.org on the World Wide Web. And it's got access to all of the information that we've just talked about, our programs, policies, procedures, membership, and how to get involved if somebody's interested.
Now, the American Legion has a long history with the GI Bill of Rights, and the benefits have obviously, especially the educational benefits, with all of these classes going online or even shutting down. How is the Legion involved in making sure that the GI Bill benefits continue?
Well, just a little history. The original GI Bill was written, created by past National Commander Hank Clomery, and he drafted that piece of legislation and carried it to Congress. They had the foresight to enact that legislation. And since then, the American Legion has been actively involved in every iteration and improvement as the GI Bill has been passed multiple and many times since then. But when we think about America's veterans and the higher education system, many colleges and universities have gone from on-site in-class learning to virtual or online classes. Many folks or some of the institutions are trying to cut GI Bill benefits because those veterans are not in class at class. But we still feel that those veterans didn't cause the pandemic. They're just a victim of it. So as we continue to move forward, we are encouraging the VA and DOD to continue those GI Bill payments because a veteran still needs food, he still needs rent, mortgage payments, those kinds of things. So those GI Bill payments are still essential to the well-being of those veterans.
Now, we've mentioned the GI Bill. We've also mentioned helping out with the Buddy Check program. What are other issues that veterans are facing that the American Legion is involved in?
Well, I think veteran suicide is probably one of the biggest things that we are concerned about. We still have 20 veterans a day committing suicide, and 20 is a travesty, but one is more than it should be. And as we move forward, we hope that our Buddy Check program is having an impact on the veteran suicide rate. But every veteran service organization, I hope, will get on board with making sure every veteran is signed up and enrolled in the VA medical systems. Those kinds of programs by the VA are critical, and they can have a very important impact on veteran suicides. The mental health counseling and those things, it's free, it's anonymous, it's confidential, but if that veteran is not enrolled in the VA, then he doesn't have access to it. So we are encouraging every veteran to make sure they're enrolled in the VA healthcare system.
We had a big change in the American Legion where the membership opportunities have been expanded to way beyond what it once was. How did that come about?
Well, last year, the American Legion was able to convince Congress to open up Legion membership to any veteran. Previous to last year, there were some gaps between specific times or periods of conflict between the world wars, between Vietnam, Korea, and now the Gulf Wars. But we were able to convince Congress to open up Legion membership to any veteran who served on active duty for at least one day with an honorable discharge. They are now eligible to become American Legion members. We would encourage every veteran out there to join a veteran service organization. I'd like to personally invite every veteran to become a Legionnaire.
And one question I have to ask is every time I have talked to you and your predecessors, it always seems like you're heading overseas to Asia or Europe or somewhere on a goodwill trip. I take it that's been kind of cut back by the pandemic.
Well, it's kind of funny. We were able to go to the Far East last fall, but since the pandemic has kind of grounded or reduced our travel. We still have plans, and it's on the calendar to go to Europe in May, but depending on what happens with the COVID restrictions, whether that happens or not.
All right, one more time, the place to go to for more information, including the national website.
Okay, start at your local post. If the post doesn't answer your question, there's always a department website. And then finally, the national headquarters website is legion.org on the World Wide Web.
And Commander Oxford, again, thank you for your service. Thank you for what you're doing with the American Legion. And thank you for joining us today.
Certainly my pleasure, and thank you for the opportunity.